Blog Talk Radio.
Get your game tight, player.
Fantasy football life. Eric Hamilton, RG, fantasy football expert.
You've got a very unique style, almost European.
The K-Zoo Guru.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious.
Football sensei, Eric Hamilton. Anytime he comes on, he kills it. With this information right here, man, you're going to be able to go open up rush your lead, man. Get in the cypher.
Welcome to week 14 of the Fantasy Football Cypher with Eric Hamilton, and you know what we're getting ready for right now.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
All right.
That's right. We have led you to water for the entire season, and we are ready to get you going over the next 5 to 6 minutes to get you ready for the Fantasy Football Playoffs that start in a few hours for the Thursday night game. Eric, we are focusing only on individual defensive players today. Say what's up to the people.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm actually watching a defensive sensei, J.J. Watt, prepare for this game right now. So I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone ready to talk about some D.
This is going to be a real quick hitter show, just giving you individual defensive players with the fantasy football guru from K-Zoo, Eric Hamilton. Eric, let's jump in. This year it seems to be the year of the rookies on the defensive side of the ball. What kind of trends are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm noticing the same thing, man. It seems like over the past two seasons, we've noticed a trend where the linebackers and the DBs are really stepping up the second year, being able to step in and kind of get the job done. I mean, a few candidates for this year, you got Golonzo putting up 125 tackles. He's number 2-3 in the league consistently. Alec Ogletree, I mean, he is a freaking monster at 86 tackles. But really the one that I'm most impressed with is first-year player Paul Warlow, which is called Paul the Warlock out of Atlanta. And I've been extremely impressed with him, Phil. I mean, he's taken over 5 weeks ago. And in the last 5 weeks, he's put up 72 tackles.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
And that's
in the last 5 weeks, he put up 72 tackles.
That was a surprise. I thought when Weatherspoon came back, he would slow down.
You know, I think a lot of people thought that. But after, again, game one, he had 19 tackles. Game two, he had 19 tackles. Game three, he had 16 tackles. So realistically, as a coaching staff, I mean, you've got to pay attention to a ball hawk, right? And so they kind of stepped him back in. And if you notice who's been performing and who hasn't. So while we have noticed that Warlock's numbers are decreased slightly, he's down to 9 tackles a game, which is still outstanding when Weatherspoon is doing right around 4 to 5 a game.
All right, so it's playoff time. Week 14, most leagues are starting their playoffs this week, perhaps next week. And now we're going to focus in on defensive players that are that can be important for those that are playing in individual defensive player formats. Eric, let's highlight some sleepers at every level of the defense, D-line, linebacker, and secondary, guys that have good matchups this week and possibly moving forward to playoffs.
You know, I'll start with the defensive line, Phil, and my number one guy, and I'm going to tell you like this. I think I said this last time I was on the show. Stop the tape, go out and run and grab this guy. This is how much of a monster this guy is. Oliver Vernon. Okay, let me say
one more time
again. Oliver Vernon. Oliver freaking Vernon. This guy plays on the opposite side of Cameron Wake on the Miami Dolphins. Second-year player out of the University of Miami, and he is playing lights-out ball right now. He is balling out of this world. This guy over the last three games, listen, so let me back up for a second. With linemen, the key thing is, because a lot of people consider linemen like kickers, right? They just flip a coin. Unless you have J.J. Watt or Jared Allen, you're just kind of flipping a coin. But the thing is, what you're looking for, the trend with linemen is you want someone that puts up tackles, right? So if you're in an IDP league, you're looking for consistent tackles. And this guy, Oliver Vernon, over the last month, he has played lights out ball. Again, just kind of looking over his numbers. Over the last three games, he's got 20 tackles. For a lineman, that is excellent numbers. That's 6.5 tackles a game. I mean, he's playing very, very good ball. He's got six sacks over the past three games. That's six sacks over the past three games. The guy's been productive. And I guarantee this guy is sitting on your waiver wire. I'm in two defensive leagues, and I think the guys in our league are relatively savvy, and he's available in both leagues. So, again, I say hit the pause button.
Yeah, that's the key thing. He's playing opposite Cameron Wake. The defense has to pay attention to Wake, and what happens is Vernon's going to see a lot of one-on-one matchups on the other end. I'm killing it this year with Robert Quinn because the defenses say we're not going to let Chris Long beat us, so Quinn gets a lot of one-on-one coverage.
Absolutely. The concept makes sense, right? If they're doubling Cameron Wake over there, then you've got this Oliver Vernon just playing lights out. And, you know, outside of J.J. Watt, this guy is the top lineman over the past month. So his upcoming matchup is against Ben Roethlisberger. Now, Big Ben has been playing great ball, great ball, great ball. But Ben has a tendency to hold that ball quite a bit. So I anticipate them rolling that cover over, keeping it on Cameron Wake, and this guy is most likely going to get himself another sack to add to that streak. Keep an eye out for Oliver Vernon.
Oliver Vernon, defensive lineman, Miami, pick him up for the playoffs. Eric, talk about the linebacker that's a sleeper for this week and throughout the playoffs.
Linebacker is, again, the concept of same way with Warlock, next man up. Aaron Henderson went down, so he had a mental piece going on, whatever, I don't want to speak on it, but he stepped away from the game because of a personal reason. This young guy, Audie Cole in Minnesota, he stepped in for a game. He played so well that he's guaranteed to start again this week. He's got 23 tackles and a sack in the last two games. So, I mean, the guy is playing lights out ball. He's playing opposite Greenway. So, again, the guy is a producer. This upcoming week, he's playing the Baltimore Ravens. And if you look at statistics, you're looking at matchups, same way you do on the offensive side, you look at matchups to kind of hedge your bet. And the Ravens are giving up the most points to linebackers in the league. Greenway and Cole are going to have a very, very busy day.
Eric, before we move on, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
Fish eyes. Yeah.
All right, moving on to defensive backfield. There's a guy in Minnesota that's got you fired up as we close up this edition of the Fantasy Football Cypher 2013, Week 14. Who's this defensive back in Minnesota that you like so much?
You know, the defensive back in Minnesota, it's been a gold mine. So you had Harrison Smith earlier the year. After he went down, you had Jamarcus Sanford. And now you've got Andrew Centurio. And he is a baller. He is a lights-out baller. Again, you look for guys that are going to make tackles. And over the last 4 weeks, this guy has 42 tackles. And so over the last week or so, Sanford has came back. And, again, individuals were wondering, who's going to be that ball hawk now? Well, I tell you what, if you're in a tackle-heavy league, he is the guy you want to own. Andrew Sendigio. And, again, he's averaging 9 tackles over the last few games since week 9. And he's got a good matchup against the Ravens this week. And, again, the Ravens, they run the ball. This is going to be a nice matchup for you. Again, Cole, Sandejo, and Greenway, they're going to be busy. Keep your eye out for them, baby. Don't miss out.
Well, there you have it. Week 14 of the 2013 fantasy football season. Brought to you by Real Sports Guys, realsportsguys.com. Keep an ear out. We're going to try to bring you at least another edition before the end of the season. And hopefully you got it tight for week 14 in terms of your individual defensive players. Thanks, Eric.